And that was Street Life by the Crusaders. Oh my goodness, that's a good song. That's Joe Sample on the keys there, Randy Crawford doing the vocals. It's just all good. It's all good. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Big O's Family Friendly Funk Hour. I am Big O, and I'm joined, as always, by my spiritual advisor slash accountant, Dav. Dav, say hello.
Hey, everyone.
Hey there. Whoa, we have a show for you. We got all sorts. We've been going to the deep, dark depths of funk. We're going to have some good stuff. We got Funkadelic. We got Gil Scott-Heron. We got Aaron Neville. We got it all here coming up in the next hour. But before we do anything, David, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. Full of love. I'm full of joy. I'm absolutely delighted to be here.
Are you absolutely delighted to be here, or are you just like mostly delighted to be here?
I'm 100% delighted to be here.
Well, then that's perfect. That's great. So coming up now, we got the Ballad of Joe Pimp. song by Nucleus. Absolutely excellent acid jazz band straight here from London, or possibly Cambridge, I can't remember. Might even be Essex, but that's the Ballad of Joe Pimp for you. We got all sorts coming up. You should be listening now. We got it all here on Big O's Family Friendly Funk Hour. Starting off, of course, with the Ballad of Joe the Pimp. Joe the Pimp. Joe Pimp. I feel his surname's Pimp. I feel like there's no implication that needs talking about there. It's the Ballad of Joe Pimp. Joey Pimp. We all know Joey Pimp. Ballad of Joe Pimp, Nucleus.
She's got plenty of money, lets me be free in my mind. I don't need any friends, all my enemies feed me. Devil take care of my soul. No one can mess with me. If you stop me, you'll bow.
That was the Ballad of Joe Pimp from the Nucleus album. We'll talk about it later. Speaking of talking about things, I just want to get something off my chest, Dav. Are you ready for this?
I'm always ready.
Because as you know, I split my time pretty well. I come here from New York on a Monday night to do my show. And then I also divide my time between here and, of course, Big O's Blues Bar and Grill, located on 30th Street in New York. Now, we've had a loss at the Big O's Blues Bar and Grill, and I just want to talk about it. So, David, my spiritual advisor, my friend, my confidant, my sensei, my teacher, are you ready to listen to my problems?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
I'm so glad, because this has really been weighing on my soul, you know. So, down at the Big O's Blues Bar and Grill, we get lots of people coming in. We gotta serve people, we gotta serve drinks, we gotta serve food, we gotta serve up entertainment. And so I really rely on my servers, you know, the people who come in, they give up their time for not a lot of money, and they just do the stuff for you, you know. They find everything that you might need, everything you might want, and they just satisfy the customers in any way they can, you know. And unfortunately, one of their number left our service this week.
Hmm.
And I don't know what to do. They've gone. They've gone forever. They're out of my life. They're out of my existence. And I don't know how I can deal with this. So what do you reckon, Dev? What do you reckon I can do?
Well, what is there to do in this situation? I mean, you just have to accept the fact that she's following her dreams, isn't she? Probably moving on to something that's meaningful on a personal level. You should be happy, probably, but to see her move on to bigger things, possibly.
But why would she feel satisfied by anything other than what I have for her? Why is she not satisfied by the long hours and minimal pay? That doesn't make sense to me, man.
That's an excellent question. But not everything makes sense in life. You know?
Not?
And it's for example, this the very thing might not make any sort of sense.
What might not make any sense? What's not making sense, Dad?
Well, someone leaving Beagle's Blues Bar and Grill.
Exactly. You understand.
Not necessarily a sensible decision, but might be the right decision for someone personally. Mm. And you know, the alternative is assuming that she left because she hates you, she hates the police, she hates us, and why would you ever assume that, right?
Is that a possibility? That she hates us?
No,
of course not. Why would that ever be a possibility that that's a thing that could happen? I tell you, sign David, I was worried for a minute there. I thought that somebody might not like me. I thought that I might rub up the wrong way on some. That's amazing.
Gotta think about it, though.
I need a minute to catch my breath, but that's a fascinating idea that someone might not like.
For perspective, you have to keep it in mind.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
It is crazy.
Especially because I'm such a feminist, you know. I'm such a good person. I go out of my way to be the best I can be for me and for women, you know. It's ludicrous that they could ever think anything of that. So I think with that in mind, I'm going to play another song, and it's going to demonstrate my feelings very well here. Here's Chaka Khan. I'm every woman.
I'm every woman. It's all in me. Anything you want done, baby, we'll do it naturally. Mm-hmm. I'm every woman. It's all in me. I can read your thoughts right now. Everyone from A. Oh,
That was I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan there. Oh, so great. Now, as we say goodbye to one of our servers at Big O's Blues Bar and Grill, we come up with our next thing, which is actually we get to welcome someone new into our lives. So with that in mind, I now play this Isley Brothers song. Lots to say here. We're going to really get to the root of the issue. We want to welcome you with big arms to his Big O's Blues Bar and Grill, and we want to welcome you, listeners, to the Big O family-friendly funk hour. So here we go with the Isley Brothers. Lady by the Isley Brothers. Great song, great song. So, Dav, there was something you were saying in the last link which made me think. And you know me, Dav. I'm not one for thinking. That's why I keep you around. That's why I keep you, my spiritual advisor / accountant, around. Because I don't want to sort of deal with these problems. I want to put them onto you. Because you're like dry white toast. You're like the color nothing. You're like the middle of the sound frequency when you cross mics. You're like a pen with no ink in it. You're someone I can sort of depend on to just be a blank slate. You know?
That is entirely accurate, yes.
That's absolutely accurate. But there was something you said in the last link which made me think. And I don't like that. I don't like having to think. So you said that not everything makes sense. Like, not everything has a reason.
I didn't say not everything has a reason. I just said not everything makes sense.
So not everything makes sense. But why would that be? Why would a thing not make sense?
Well, there's several possible reasons for that. But it could just be the fact that you're not ready to understand. You're just not ready to understand. It might make sense in some way, on some level, you're just not on that level. And when I say you're not on that level, I mean we're not on that level.
Far,
in general, universally.
Okay.
We're just not there.
But here's my thing. You're saying that there might be things in my head, which I know the reason to, but then I don't know that I know the reason for them? Are you saying that like there is a way that I could both know and not know something at the same time?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
It's far out.
But then you know, the nature of knowledge as well. What is knowledge?
Yeah.
It's an interesting question, right?
Yeah, it really fries my brain, you know. I think sometimes I just like that stuff, the thinking stuff, the idea that I might know something but not know something, or that it just might not be available to me, that I might not be in control of everything. It makes me, you know, it's horrifying, and I don't want it. I don't want it. It's like a big bug inside my chest. I just want it out of me. You know, I just like it physically repels me. I just wanted someone to like cut it out. You know. That's why I like focusing on like things I know, like names and places and dates and like elements and all that. So I'm gonna calm down. Sorry, what do you want? What is it?
Well, when you say you want to be in control,
yeah,
that's fine. That's good. Fair enough. Like that's good. We all want to be in control, but this is Biggo's family friendly funk hour.
You're entirely right. It is Biggo's.
What's wrong with being out of control?
I'm out of control. You're exactly right. I'm out of control. I don't even know what it is. It's the middle of March. It's the end of March, but I'm still gonna play September by Earth, Wind & Fire. Yeah, we got a tune coming up for you now. You're listening to Big O's Family Friendly Funk Hour. This is Earth, Wind & Fire with September from the Ministry of Sound Anthems of Disco. It's all good here on Big O's Family Friendly Funk Hour. Keeps in. I'm going to get control of my life, but we're going to be out of control on this show. We're going to live the dichotomy. That was September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, we are just out of control in the studio. We are out of control. We are just so out of control, and I'm a little nervous. But we're there. We're out of there. We're no longer in the studio. We're out of the studio. We're on the street. We're with the people. We're with you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, you need to tweet us right now at Burst Radio and tell us whether we're ironic or not, because I don't know, and I don't know, and I don't know why I don't know, and I need to know, because it's. It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm so out of control right now, you know. This is healthy, right? Isn't it, Dav? This is healthy. This is healthy. You tell me if this isn't healthy, wouldn't you? You tell me if there were if it wasn't healthy, wouldn't you?
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. Of course it doesn't matter. Why would it matter? That's No, that's for other people. Now, have you ever had like two noises that just like penetrate your soul?
I've had a number of noises that penetrate my soul.
Oh yeah, what do they sound like? Can you imitate them? Could you?
No. I'm talking about literal noise.
Noise.
Here.
Actual.
I'm talking about actual real life noise.
Like I don't understand. Like just, what does it sound like?
It sounds like noise.
Noise.
It sounds like harsh noise. It sounds like heavy machinery occasionally.
And that penetrates your soul?
Oh yeah. Yes.
But it doesn't.
It's a way of life.
But it doesn't have a tune. How can it penetrate you if it doesn't sing?
Well, it does. It just does it in an entirely different way.
Oh. Oh. I didn't know that.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as an hour of family-friendly funk.
Absolutely, you're darn tootin', sir.
Also entirely different.
Well, the two noises.
Also the same.
The two noises I was thinking were the first two sounds that come out of Curtis Mayfield in Move On Up, which are there but really quiet. That's very strange, huh? I don't trust anything anymore. Why'd it be so quiet? That's so strange. I tell you what, this is moving me to we find ourselves in times of trouble, and some of us, you know, if you're from Liverpool, you have the luxury of Mother Mary coming to comfort you. But in the real world, we don't have that luxury. In the real world, we have the bottle. This is Gil Scott Heron.
See that black boy over there running scared, his old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5, he drink full time, and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared, his old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything. His old woman waiting to bring for bottle. Problems, but
$1.09 for a bottle of wine. Looks like he's been looking at the price list for Big O's Blues Bar and Grill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But seriously, kids, alcoholism is a serious problem which affects everyone. So keep that in mind. Now is The Bottle by Gil Scott-Heron. I love that song. I love Gil Scott-Heron. Gil Scott-Heron is an amazing man. He passed away a couple of years ago, and it was the saddest thing. And I just want to take a moment and just really appreciate that. Like, I think we'll have 2 minutes silence now. I've just been told by my producer that I'm not allowed to take 2 minutes silence because it's radio. But, you know, I feel like, yeah. But, David, I need to ask you a question. I need to ask you something that's really bothering me. Now, I don't ask this a lot because, as you know, I don't like to think. I don't like to think about anything or anyone or emote or empathize. But I need to ask you now, the finances, because I went to a cash point the other day, you know, and it declined my card. So I just wanted to know what's happening with that, you know.
What exactly do you want to know?
I just want to know how we're doing, how's the bar doing, how's my own personal finances doing. As you know, I made an awful lot of money on the stock market and an awful lot of enemies at the same time. I don't like to talk about that, but I just want to know where we're at financially, fiscally, as if you will. You know, how are we doing?
Is the Blues Bar and Grill still going?
Yeah.
Are we still in operation?
Oh, absolutely. We were a week ago.
Is there anything more you need to know?
No, I guess not. No, you're entirely right. I don't need to know. I was just wondering whether the, as you know, our server who left, I'm not sure whether she left or whether we made her leave, you know? And I was thinking about that because, and the idea that she might hate us and all that. I was just, maybe, like, did, I mean, how are we doing money-wise? Did we have to cut her from the family?
Well, did you cut her from the family?
I don't think so. I mean, I get things and I sign them, but I don't know if that manifests into anything, you know. I just keep living my life. I don't like to think about paper anymore. I left that behind when I bought my tablet.
Well, yeah. Money is paper, right?
Money is paper, yeah.
You don't like to think about paper,
no, I don't
right?
like to think about paper. You're right. You're right. I should stop worrying about this. David, as always, you have bought me to my answer. You unbranded smartphone, you white paper collared man, you black tie and white shirt affair, you are like tea made by an elderly relative. You're not too strong, not too weak, just neutral. I'm so glad I have you around, man. I don't know what I'd do without you. You know, it's I don't like to think about it at all or ever.
Don't do it.
I won't. I'm not going to think about it. We're going to play Hercules now by Aaron Neville. Another great song. Another fantastic song by an excellent man. Stick around. We got more stuff coming up for you when we get up to the top of the hour. Ah. Oh. I don't know the tune. I love it, though. It's one of those. Dav, we'll be right back after this. This is Hercules.
Awes and fear is fear itself. Check out your own backyard before you check out someone else. Railroad track in my neighborhood. Ain't no trains around that far. Just ain't no good. Know what's going down, and the pimp on the corner looks like the sharpest cat in town. Jungle room can't be no fool, might get caught by the hook of a crook. Hard time for cool. Look out, Jay, what you say, what you carrying, brother. Hope you're clean, cause the man is mean, but don't come another further. We all know the answer, we'll come out in time. I might even carry some of your load right along with mine. Thank you, man, Mr. Flea, cause I must be Hercules. I must be Hercules. On the wing, I just wanna be free enough to do my thing. I can feel the pressure from every side. If you're not gonna help, don't hurt, just pass me by. No. Must be Hercules. Jungle rule can't be no fool. Devil is on the loose, no cool. Got your feet in the sand. Got to be down with the cats around, and still got to face the man. Talk about me if you please, but I must be Hercules, Hercules. I must be Hercules. Ducking rocks, catching stone. Newton, how can I survive? What's going on? Somehow I've got to make it till tomorrow. Can't depend on no one else. Coming up the hard way, I've got to save myself. Must be heck.
I must be happy indeed.
That was Aaron Neville with Hercules, and now we've got And the Beat Goes On by The Whispers, which you'll be able to hear. We got a full 7-minute version with me, Big O, and me, Dav. I'm not Dav, you're Dav. Dav, say hi.
Hello.
Hello, Dav. We got And the Beat Goes On. Keep listening to Big O's Family Friendly Funk Up.
Just like my love, the last day,
hey,
and the beat goes on.
So Dav, that was "And the Beat Goes On" by The Whispers. I've just found some very shocking news. You know Sarah, the server who I was talking about earlier, who left?
Yes.
It turns out that she left to start up a rival company. Like a rival to Big O's Blues Bar and Grill called Sarah's Freestyle Frat Pays. Fraps. I don't know what to do with this information. I mean, I remembered her name. I had her in my tutelage for years, and now she's going off to start her own business.
It's
to oppose Big O.
It's fine because you know how I've been going on about accepting how different people have different desires in life, and she might want to go into to you know achieve something on her own. Having said that, though, this is a very competitive industry, and for that reason, we're going to destroy her financially, we're going to destroy her emotionally. Sarah's Freestyle Frappes is over. It's done.
It's not.
We're shutting it down. It's gone. Like, we can't have this.
Well, Dav, if it was anyone else telling me this, I'd say no. I'd say no, you're insane, you're crazy, you're evil. But how can I trust anyone else, man? I can't trust my servers anymore. I can't trust Sarah anymore. You're the only person I have to depend on. You, Dav, my spiritual advisor, my accountant, you're saying this is the best course of action to buy up the frappes, to buy up Sarah's Freestyle Frappes and take it over and destroy it?
This is not just the best course of action. This is the only reasonable course of action.
Well, I guess that's all we have time for in this episode of Big O's Family Friendly Funk Hour. But with that in mind, I'm going to play you McFadden. Ain't no stopping us now. Let's get right into this.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Big O's Family Friendly Funk Hour. We hope to see you next week, or a week after that, or at some point in the future, but there ain't no stopping us now!
Many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen to every word I say, every word I say. Ain't no stopping us now. No, sir.
someone that has a negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.